The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Mile Rate, as I welcome in Rob Orber. It was a fantastic night racing last night. Tell you what, if anything, Rob, it's opened up next week's finals and a lot of races. The barrier draws are going to be so important.
Very good morning, Danny. Good morning, everyone. And what a big night it was at Melton last night. It was a long night. There were 11 races. We had 8 of the semi-finals and a couple of Group 3 races as well last night. But certainly we saw some very talented juvenile horses. The breed just keeps getting better, the horses keep getting better, and the times keep getting faster, Danny. We saw some great performances last night.
And at one stage it was pouring through the course of the night, and some of the times that they were running, I mean, they were great horses, but I'm not sure the night was actually made for the fastest of times, but the good horses, they just showed how good they were. The last race, it went down to a 152 for the mares. Look, hard to pick out one race above another race, but I've started with this, see if you agree with me. First replay to look at and to review is the match, I guess what was considered a match race between the New Zealand filly Better Twist and the Australian star Ladies in Red in the second semi-final for three-year-old fillies.
And Better Twist starts to run along down the back straight, just tapped along 3 metres clear of Ladies in Red, who's travelling up really nicely on the outside. Then Treachery in third spot, they get away from Eva Mateo off the back straight in 26.7. it's Better Twist 2 metres in front, Ladies in Red the outside about to be called on, and Treachery, could it be an upset? She's right there, goes to the Garrard Sprint Lane in the straight. Better Twist in front from Ladies in Red, then Treachery, Better Twist, she's finding the Kiwi filly. Ladies in Red can't get to her. Better Twist is coming away the last little bit. And what a brilliant performance by Better Twist to go on and win it by 6 metres. Second Ladies in Red, Treachery third.
To do it the tough way. Is that the way she has to win the Breeders' Crown? Can she come from back in the field to win the race?
Oh, it'll depend, Rob. She's very adaptable, but her strength is staying. And, you know, I've watched a lot of her tapes in New Zealand before she came over, and, you know, she has ground out a lot of her wins. So, no, you know, she's a great mare and she's got speed, but, you know, she's probably tougher than some of the others, and probably some of the others have got as much speed as her, so you've got to drive her to her strengths.
Yeah, looking at...
Terrific staying performance by Better Twist. She had the barrier draw in her favour. She was outstanding in lowering the colours of Ladies in Red, which is pretty hard to do.
She's a great filly. You only have to look at her physique. You look at her record. You look at her ability to be able to produce what she did last night. But as you mentioned, the barrier draw certainly favoured her. She was able to work her way to the front, and Anthony Butt certainly made sure it was going to be a staying test. Ladies in Red loomed up on the outside of Better Twist and had to do it tough the last lap and a half, but Better Twist just proved too strong at the finish. She was able to outstay her rivals, going a mile rate of 154.2. They went 54.1 the last half. The last three quarters, 29.8, 26.7 down the back, and 27.3 for a mile rate of 154.2. Last mile in 154.1. And Better Twist was able to outstay him. She won by 7 metres on the line. Ladies in Red, she had her colours lowered last night, but she loses no respect for her performance. She's an absolute star, and next week that barrier draw is going to be so vital for her chances and who comes out on top. Treachery sat behind the leader, enjoyed a good trip, just wasn't a match for the other two fillies. The eye-catching run was Tay-Tay, number 13, ran on really strongly into fourth placing. She's going really well for Alex Ashwood. You know, if she got a barrier draw next week and was able to settle a bit closer, she could be a rough chance in that race. And Sporty Dancer ran on for fifth. The other qualifier for that race was Doug's Babe.
And those barrier draws are on Monday evening on Trots Vision, live, Rob?
Yeah, live on Trots Vision on Monday night from 7 o'clock till 8.30. Jason Bonington and Nikita Ross will be hosting that barrier draw coverage on Trots Vision. So stay tuned for all the barrier draws.
First semi-final for the three-year-old fillies was race 6. Beach Music was outstanding. Perhaps a bit of a surprise, keeping out Joanna at the start of the race.
as they head off the back in 28 seconds for the third quarter. And it's Beach Music in front of Tough Tilly now, niggled out. Joanna's third, then Platinum Sparkle, Runaway Celebrity. End of the straight, it's Beach Music in front from Joanna, who goes back to the Garrard sprint lane. Tough Tilly sticks on, and then Runaway Celebrity. Joanna's after Beach Music. It's Beach Music just in front of Joanna. Beach Music finding plenty, and Beach Music wins it. Beach Music beat Joanna, third home Runaway Celebrity, and Tough Tilly was fourth.
Now, Dave Moran joins us on our Trots Vision coverage. Well done, David. Well, talk us through the first couple of 100 metres. Did you expect to be in front?
No, not particularly, Robbie, no. She, sort of one of them things, a bit of a make or break tonight, work out in the heat whether we can try and bustle her out a little bit quicker than she has been the last couple. And, yeah, she did. I guess it probably helped the other one drawing right next door, but she did get out a little bit better, yeah.
At the end, there wasn't a lot in it, Rob. Beach Music narrowly from Joanna, but she held up. They drew next to each other when the emergency came out, and that might have been the difference, because Joanna got about three-quarters of a length in front of her before the turn come up.
Yeah, look, in Beach Music, once she found the lead, she was clearly the horse to beat. They didn't go hard in the race, Danny. It was a really slow-run race, mid-race. So they went 44.9 lead time, 32.8 and 30.8 the first two quarters. It really gave horses back in the field no chance whatsoever. 28 down the back, home in 26.6, and Beach Music was just a little bit too good for Joanna at the finish. Runaway Celebrity on the pegs also ran on well for third. Fourth in the race was Tough Tilly. Look, she performed really well, but obviously the sectional times was always worked against her from that draw. Aliens Exist also settled just in behind him and finished into fifth placing. And the other qualifier was number seven, Life's a Beach, who ran on really well from back in the field. So those six fillies have all qualified for the final. They went a mile rate of 157.3, but as we saw from the earlier later semi-final, which was taken out by that New Zealand filly in Better Twist, they're going to run a lot quicker. They're going to have to run a lot quicker next week to be winning the final.
Race seven. This was for the Trotters. It wasn't a Breeders' Crown race, but by golly, it was an exciting finish. Maori Law got there right on the line. Looked like it was going to win by a slightly bigger margin, but McLovin refused to yield.
It's McLovin by 3 metres on Queen of Crime. The outside third is Maori Law. Then Pink Galahs, who's run up behind them, hasn't got clear running though. Then Just Believe. Down to the inside, Chizzy. Sundon's Courage held up. McLovin went for home 5 metres in front. Maori Law out of the packs running on. Pink Galahs back to the inside. Just Believe running on. McLovin led. They're coming from everywhere. Maori Law's grabbed it now. Just Believe late. Maori Law goes to McLovin. McLovin kicked on. Oh, this is close. This is very close on the line. McLovin refused to yield, and Maori Law the outside. Maori Law, McLovin, nothing in it. Then also up there as well would have been Just to Believe was close up. Pink Galahs made ground nearer the inside.
Sort of got a great run, and then from sort of about halfway down the back onwards, I thought off. If anything comes, I'll probably have to go. And but I could, you know, wait till just before the 400 till he went. And he came out and really sprinted good, but he just struggled around the last corner a little bit. But then when he straightened, he really knuckled down well.
You hit the line. Did you think you'd got there in time?
No, it's the only thing I thought was the angles in my favour. No, I actually sort of headed McLovin, sort of probably 100 out or 50 out, and he was battling back to beat me. So, yeah, very close on the line.
Anthony Butt getting Maori Law home. Probably looked like it was going to win by a head or a neck with just metres to go, and in the end it was a cigarette paper, Rob.
It was a very close finish, and certainly McLovin, who led in the race, made a last-minute comeback to try to hold off the challenge of Maori Law. He's a very good horse, Maori Law. He's been very well looked after by Richard Brosnan and his son Emmett. They've done a terrific job in resurrecting this horse to perform at his best. It was a gem of a drive by Anthony Butt, and he was a much-deserved winner in taking out the Aldebaran Park Linen Trotters free-for-all last night. McLovin, who was first up, gave a good sight, battled on well. I loved the run of number 8, Just Believe. He's on the way up, this trotter, and he's got a big future ahead of him. Powder Kig's another one that really made up very good ground. And Pink Galahs, who got caught up in traffic, was held up. would lose no admirers. And as we heard from Maddie Craven, she's certainly heading up towards the big races in Sydney. And don't drop off Pink Alars if you're a Pink Alars follower.
Rob, race 8 was the open class race. It provided a terrific spectacle early. There was a great challenge between Torrid Sane and Better Be the Bomb for the early lead. They gassed each other early, but they were still there fighting out the finish. It was a narrow win to Torrid Sane.
Off the lead will be widest on the turn. Third quarter, 28.1. Better Be the Bomb fights back over on the inside. Torrid Saint comes through. Major Roll, Master Moonlight. Then Shorty's Mate. It's Better Be the Bomb in front. Torrid Saint, Major Roll the outside. Major Roll, Torrid Saint. Torrid Saint goes through. Torrid Saint won it. Torrid Saint beat Better Be the Bomb, Major Roll, and a
Talk us through the start of the race and what was going through your mind.
You know, not too much. He felt really good going up to the gate, and I gave him a little tap on the bum just to, you know, see how he'd respond to that. And he felt like he was going to come out like the same as he did at Yarra Valley, so I thought we'd roll with that. And, you know, all but got across the two horse and couldn't do that in the end, but we made enough space to drop in, so that worked out well.
Amazing progression this horse has made. Since the night of the incident, as I'll refer it to, when he was deemed to have not got out of his gear in the race with Tango Tara, to where he's got to running in Victoria Cups. And he burnt the candle at both ends tonight.
Oh, it's a real credit to Julie Douglas and her husband Glenn in the way they're preparing this horse. I mean, he's become such a seasoned pacer, and he just seems to keep getting better. And his performance last night, it was outstanding. 6.9 lead time, 27.9 first quarter. It was a great drive by Jack Law. Once he couldn't find the lead, he was able to angle in behind the leader, which was Better Beat a Bomb. Had the last shot at him and was able to finish off over the top to win by a metre. Better Beat a Bomb was brave in defeat. Major Roll battled on well for third. He's just not finding the line, Major Roll. He seems to be just close up each time without winning. Tango Tara will be fit up. Shorty's Mate was honest as he normally is. 153.6 mile rate, and they did come home in 28.1 and 27.1 in that race.
The last race on the card, we'll get to the replay here before we go back to the start of the card. It was a Group 3 for the mares, and the winner started $147 on the tab.
27-4 the third quarter, and it's Techie's Angel from Belladonna Girl who's run a big race. Amazing Dream 6 metres away, and then She Will Rock from It's a Major Surprise. It's Techie's Angel in front. Belladonna Girl at huge odds is running a race, then Amazing Dream and She Will Rock. Techie's Angel's in front from Belladonna Girl. Amazing Dream trying to reel them in. It's Techie's Angel with Belladonna Girl. Techie's Angel, Belladonna Girl's diving and got up. An upset of the last. Belladonna Girl by a pimple to Techie's Angel, Amazing Dream, and then came She Will Rock.
That one to us, Kessa, because none of us can remember if you did or not.
Yeah, of course I did.
You did. I thought you did. Maybe we just weren't listening. So how big was that?
That was pretty good, wasn't it? Nice when they're surprises.
Yeah, what was going through your mind? The sectional times... they seem to be running along pretty solid there out in front.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know if I could cross the one. I thought I'll give it a good crack because she's got a bit of speed and just got across. Happy to let the other one go and follow, and he just kept running, and that suited down the ground because she's not really a sprint horse. She can sort of just keep grinding away, and still travelling good at the 400. I thought, we have a chance running second.
Rob, it was narrow, but I think if you were on Techie's Angel, who was the well-supported favourite, you knew your fate.
Well, it was certainly a solid run race, 152 mile rate, 7.2 lead time. And what about these for sectionals? 28.1, 28.8, 27.4 and 28 home. A mile rate of 152. Techie's Angel led. Cam Hart tried to break the spirits of his rivals, but Belladonna Girl, who was parked in behind Techie's Angel, was able to raise an effort, turning for home. It took her all the way up the straight to nab Techie's Angel, but she was able to get there. It was a big result. Great training performance by Greg Norman, who's had a terrific few days, having won races over the past 3 days. He only really trains a small team, and he does an outstanding job at the Charlton Training Centre. And Karen Manning, who probably drove her biggest price winner in her career last night with Belladonna Girl. She took out the last two races, and Belladonna Girl, who ran fourth in the Breeders' Crown final last year, did a really good job to win. Techie's Angel, good effort, but brave in defeat. Amazing Dream did all the chasing in the breeze, battled on really strongly. Her performance was really good. She Will Rock, and also It's a Major Surprise won't too far away.
Back to the start of the night in the first leg of a training double for Julie Douglas. Interest-free, got shuffled back a bit coming to the home turn. The favourite looked like it was in a bit of trouble, Beach Villa. And Interest-free gave Flash Jimmy about 15 metres at the top of the straight and ran him down.
Yeah, look, it was a good performance. He's peaking at the right time. Again, Julie and Glenn Douglas have done a great job in preparing this horse. He'll go into the final next week. And driven with a cold sit, he's always a chance. He doesn't know how to run a bad race, and he finished over the top of him to win. Flash Jimmy was outstanding for Aaron Dunn. Great performance coming from back in the field. He hit the lead. He nearly pinched the brake, but was run down by Interest Free. He's Charlie's Angel was very good for Charlie Guzman and David Miles. Fourth home in the race was Tim's a Troop, who made up really good ground for Grant Dixon and Robbie Morris. And the other two qualifiers were My Ultimate Skeeter for Jared Alchin and Brutally Handsome for AJ and Bo Tyndale. Great training performance by all of those trainers.
Catch a Wave, he was impressive winning, but there were concerns at about the 900 to the 600. He was hanging out, then he was hanging in. Not sure if he was concentrating properly, but when he knuckled down, he stretches out like a very good horse.
He's a top quality horse. He's the horse to beat in the two-year-old final next week. There's no question about that. A 156.2 mile rate last night, 155.8 last mile, 55.8 home. He won by 6.5 metres. He did it easy at the finish. He just lost a bit of concentration down the back straight. But once again, his class prevailed, and he'll be very hard to beat next week. Second home was My Ultimate Baxter, who led in the race, took the trail, just wasn't in the same class as Catch a Wave at the finish. Another big man ran third was Honest. He's the son of a gun, ran on well from back in the field fourth. And the other two qualifiers were Jet Rock for Karen Manning and also Lightning Jazz for Alex Ashwood. So those six horses have all gone through to the final.
Race number three, Rob Acknow was expected to win, and he put up a performance that you would expect of him. It was the first of Emma Stewart's five training winners. But I think maybe the run of the night may well have come from the second horse, Beyond Delight.
Yeah, I think you're right, Danny. It was a great performance by Acknow. Mile rate of 155.5 to win. They went 44.8 lead time, 31.2, 30, 28 and 26.7 home. He was too good at the finish after finding the top, but the run of the race and of the night was number 11, Beyond Delight. He ran on from a long way back. A great performance to run second for Emma Stewart and Greg Sugars. Third home was Better Call Me. Matty Craven and Sophia Arvison didn't have a lot of luck at the finish and had plenty left in the tank, so certainly don't drop off Better Call Me. Fourth in the race was Naratak Prince, who made up good ground for David Aiken and Josh Aiken. And the other two qualifiers, Belmont Royale for Jeff Webster and Michael Bellman. Great effort by Jeff. He qualified a couple for the final. And Arden's Ace finishing sixth.
Cameron Hart, who's been driving in super form in New South Wales, came down with some plumb drives for Emma Stewart tonight. Very exciting to watch. He puts his foot flat to the floor, and he did that with Petty on, and it was a super win, beating Amore Vita, the favourite, in the two-year-old filly semi-final.
Yeah, she ran nearly the quickest for the night, I think. 154.1 for the heats last night, and Petalante led in the race and just kept running. She's a free-going type filly, 44.3 lead time, 30.29, 27.7 home, 27.8 last quarter. She won by 3 metres, defeating Amore Vita, who got behind the leader, seemed to be travelling well on the home turn, looked like a real big winning chance, but couldn't run down Petalante. Heavenly Sign had a soft trip on the pegs for Emma Stewart, qualifying another one. Fourth home was In Cypher. I thought her run was good. Went to the breeze. They run some really solid times. She battled on well with an easier trip. I can see her winning the final next week. Rich Beauty was very good, making good ground from back in the field. And the other Emma Stewart train runner, Our Little Jet, also ran on really well. They were the six qualifiers.
Rob, in the race after race five, Major Moth had the gun run behind the leader, used the Garrard sprint lane to get the prize.
Good effort, did it easy. He's coming into this final without having the tough runs that he had last year. And look, he's going to be very hard to beat, Major Moth. Good effort last night. He just sat behind the leader and he hit the line really well. American Dealer was a good effort. got a little bit of a check down the back straight, picked up and ran on really strong. That was probably his best run here in Victoria this campaign. Third home was Tuppence. He didn't have a lot of run, clear run. He was held up, hit the line well. Another one that Jeff Webster has qualified for the final. Fourth home, Yambookin. He's a very green, raw type horse. He sat without cover but battled on strongly for fourth. Nothing wrong with his run. Rock and Roll Do. He's another horse that continues to impress. Made up ground. And Desi G, who set all the speed last night. They went 43.9 lead time, 30.9, 29.2. Home in 27.7 and 27.8 for a mile rate of 154.6. But certainly the performance of Major Moff indicates that he's in there with a big chance next week.
We've looked at races 6, 7, 8, 9 and 11 for that matter, Rob. So just the 10th to look at. There was a bit going on here, I must admit. The favourite was a long odds on Irish Black Label, and she just she stopped on the turn. The horse that was in front, Sergio's Rocket, seemed to be all over the place. But there's no denying the performance of the winner was outstanding. It was a terrific debut, although it just missed the place. In fact, quite a phenomenal run to get up and win tonight.
Well, you've got to take into account this horse is only, she was only having her second start last night, sounds perfect, and she had to do it the tough way on her race debut, sitting without cover, and she came from a mile back last night. The speed was on right throughout, so it did set it up for something to run on from back in the field, but the way she did it and the quick turn of acceleration she showed was outstanding. And Karen Manning taking out the last two races, and sounds perfect, winning the second last race of the night at her second start. 43.4 lead time, 30.5, 29.6, and the last two quarters were 28.7 and 28.7, but that lead time of 43.4 certainly set it up for something to run on from behind. Playing up, good effort, was close up into second spot after being up on the speed. Fiamma was a nice effort, hitting the line strongly. It was a dead heat for fourth between Relentless Me, a big result for Brittany O'Brien. We interviewed her last night with Gareth Hall, and she was so excited just to be in the semi-finals. Imagine what she'll be like knowing that she's in the final next week. So well done to Brittany, and a good drive by Jack Law. Love the run of Just Hope. I think he's going well for Russell Jack and Zach Phillips. And the other horse that qualified was Sergio's Rocket for Emma Stewart after over-racing and leading.
Yeah, terrific night. Barrier draws are on Monday night, and then the big doubleheader next Friday night and Saturday night next week. And Cranbourne race today, Rob.
Yeah, we'll be heading off to Cranbourne later on for another big program there this evening. It's a big week for harness racing, and then we've got two meetings next Friday night and Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton.
Look forward to it all. So in the meantime,
happy harnessing, and congratulations to all the connections with runners in the final of the Breeders' Crown for next week.